everybody, it's Celine.
And TJ.
And we're back for another episode of
TJ and Celine Nerd Out to Nerdy Things.
Yes, we're back. We're back in
third week in a row.
I know. We're in the swing of things.
Before our little break, we were pretty consistent for like almost 6 months straight, I think.
We were very consistent. Even if we didn't get together, we were filming multiple, or not filming, we were taping multiple podcasts in one night.
Yeah, and just releasing
which
them.
Which is weird, because you and I talk for a long time, because like, how did we even do that? Now we like talk for an hour and we're like, wow, I'm exhausted.
I don't know. Cold. I think also summer.
Yeah.
Because the days are longer.
Yeah, it doesn't get
and you're just like, feeling a better mood.
I actually, you know what? We were just talking about, shout out to Bradford if you're listening. We're just talking about Bradford. He actually requested that we talk about Wednesday. He said he'd be curious. So,
oh, that'd be a fun one.
So I told him that we would consider it, and it came out after Halloween, so it's not like we missed our Halloween opportunity. It came out in November.
Missed opportunity for them, but whatever.
I mean, they still did great, so.
Oh, they did. Yeah. Absolutely. Like,
they did well for themselves.
I was here for it, and I'm here for season two.
Yeah. But I thought that was a good idea, and that we could just talk about the entire season in an episode. Dedicate an hour to a season.
I think, what, were they hour episodes?
Yeah.
But like, there's like nine?
I think so. Eight or nine.
Yeah. We could talk about it all in one episode.
Yeah. I was gonna say, and like, there are some episodes that just like kind of, while they were all great, they just lingered, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this week we are back, and we're talking about clairvoyance and mediums and psychics.
I honestly love this topic.
Thank you. This week was my choice.
Mm-hmm.
And personally, I feel strongly about them because I think they're bullshit. No, that's not true.
I'm one of those people where I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
You know, like, I like X-Files, I want to believe.
Yeah.
You know, but there's also part of me where I'm like,
so, fun fact, guys. I like to read tarot cards for people.
You still have to do mine, too.
I do. I keep forgetting.
Yeah.
I keep, like, they were down here for a while, so I was, like, remembering, but now they're upstairs.
Oh, you moved them. Okay.
So, I read tarot cards, and people are always like, you read tarot cards, but you don't believe? That's not what I mean. I think that, like, you can tell things about people, but you can't tell the future.
No.
You know what I mean? Maybe you can speak to the dead, but you can't tell me, like, the lotto. Because why wouldn't any... And if there are people like that, they're definitely keeping it secret because that's a lot of power for one person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do read tarot cards. Pretty well.
I don't think people can see the future.
No.
Because, like, Natasha Bedingfield said it best, the rest is still unwritten.
Yeah. I say that... Not that exact phrase,
yeah.
But, like, all the time when I'm reading people's cards, I'm like, oh my god, it says this, and I'm like, your path is not linear. Like, the minute you decide to change something, the cards change too. Like, I'm not reading the future, I'm reading who you are in the moment,
right.
You know? I did one time, I was reading a girl, and I, like, sometimes, like, stuff will come to me, and I'll say phrases, and one time I was reading one of my friend's friends, and I said something, and she was like, my dead mom used to say that to me all the time, and I was like, ooh.
Okay, like that. I do think people are sensitive to...
things.
To...
the unknown.
To things around you.
Yeah.
Do I think that people can see the future?
No.
Do I think that there's things in this world we don't understand?
For sure.
100%. Do I think this is the only realm, or... universe?
No.
Or plane, I guess? No. I think there's just...
When you go
somewhere.
Yeah.
But we don't know.
You know? I mean, like, they always say that energy never leaves.
Mm-hmm.
It just is reproduced somewhere else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. I think that... I like to believe that the reason that I can call out stuff like that is that because it's in your head already. And that's what I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I personally, I've had my palm read, I've had my tea leaves read, I've had my coffee grounds read, I've literally had, like, my aura read. And I've never come across somebody that's been able to tell me, like, the future. They can tell me things about myself, it's still very scary. Actually, you know what? One time in Arizona, I was on spring break, And I was at this woman, and she wasn't like any sort of specific reader. You just like walked in and she like decided to read you or not. And if she decided to read you, it was free because she was interested. But if she didn't decide to read you, you had to pay. And I like walked in and I was not about that life. I was like, no, my friend wants to be read. Like, you can read her. And she's like, no, I want to read you. And then she like went in, she said a couple things. And, but then finally, this is when I was like 17 or 18. She goes, you're going to marry somebody with the letter M. Said that. And I was like, I was obsessed with Mason at that point. And I was like, that's very weird. She couldn't have known a thing like that. And then she goes, he's always close. And he was my neighbor.
Yeah.
So that was one of the only times that I was like not skeptical. And she also read my friend's mom and said some shit about her like childhood. And her mom was like crying. And I was like, okay, this woman's for real, for real. We didn't have to pay though, because she was interested in reading us.
It's cool.
But I think that's like more real when they don't want you to get paid.
Yeah.
Anyway, my family's super witchy. I don't know if we've talked about my mom before, but my mom literally knows things before she should.
You told me. I don't know if we've told the audience, Celine's mom, never witchy to me, but she does have her witchy moments that Celine has told me about.
Yeah.
It's very, not eerie, but...
Kind of.
Like, creepy. Not even creepy.
It's just weird. It's just like...
You're just like, okay.
TMI, guys. Like, but like... when I get my periods, it's always pretty bad. I usually get a migraine. I'm bleeding out. Like, life's not great. I want you to know, my mom has never ever tracked a period in her life. She doesn't have a calendar up. She shouldn't know a thing about my period, other than the fact I say like, oh, I'm cramping. This woman, Mookie, literally will call me the day and be like, did you get your period? And I'm like...
That shit like that, that's like so weird. How do you know?
And I was like, it's literally the day of. How do you know that? And she's like, I just always like know the time. And I'm like, what? Also, like, stuff like that. And then once in a while, I'll get a migraine. My mom's super anxious about my migraines because I get very sick. Or I did. I'm much better now. And
she's... And, like, you haven't told me about one in a while,
I've been pretty good. I've been trying... I've been trying to keep a straight, like, vitamin regimen. Like, you talked about... We've talked about this before.
Mm-hmm.
You and I have, not the podcast.
Right.
But she I'll have a migraine. She'll... I don't know what it is. I don't think I sound different. I really don't. But she'll be like, you're sick today, huh? And I'm like, what? No, babe, I'm good. And she's like, no, babe, I'm good. She's like, how's your migraine? And she'll be like, video chat me now. And I'll be like, I can video chat you. Video chat her, and she's like, your eyes. Your migraine is so bad. I'm coming over. I'm bringing you coffee. Let's, like, chill. I'm like, how do you know?
And this is true. Like, this is... Like, this is
no,
stuff.
This is real. I'm not exaggerating.
Like, Celine has told me about this multiple times, where she'll, like, call her. Her mom will call her, and she has to, like...
I have to talk her down.
Like, pretend everything's fine so that she doesn't worry her mama.
And even then, one day, Mason... It wasn't even for me, it was Mason. Mason wasn't feeling well, and she called me, and I was like, hey, how's it going? She's like, what's wrong? And I'm like... nothing was wrong with me, so I was like very offended. And I was like, nothing? And she was like, you're sounding off. And I was like, I'm actually fine. And she was like, I think you're fine. Let me speak to Mason. And I was like, there's no fucking way. There's no fucking way on this entire earthly plane that she can know that Mason's nauseous right now. I'm like, my mom wants to speak to you, which is like, it's not surprising. Mason's not like shocked by it. And he's
right.
Like, he's like, hey, Mookie. And she's like, how are you feeling? Do you need some iron? Which is like a yogurt drink in Turkey that like helps soothe your stomach. And Mason's like, actually, yeah. And I was like, do not feed into this. So she comes up. By the way, guys, all of my in-laws and my parents and TJ live within like 5 miles.
A 10-minute radius?
Yeah, like everyone's very, very close.
Yes.
So my mom drives by and she comes through, gives us an entire like, giant mason jar, like not even a normal mason jar, like one of those ones they use to pickle, of this yogurt drink. Mind you, I need you to know that you need to finish this. It's yogurt. You need to finish it in like 2 to 5 business days.
Yeah.
Weekends don't count.
It's homemade.
It's homemade.
Yeah.
It's homemade yogurt. It's homemade, made from homemade milk, made into yogurt. It's all handmade. Anyway, she like literally sat down and was like, do you need me to do this and this, and a bunch of like Turkish folks things, like remedies. One of One of them's very aggro. Sorry, guys. I'll be done in a second. One of them's very aggro. It's literally, you slice up potatoes, you put, like, lay them out on, like a bandana, put coffee grounds on them, and then wrap it around your head, and then over your head you wrap another scarf, and then you have to lay down and close your eyes and fall asleep. Tell me why it works. It works.
So then you wake up smelling like potato coffee.
You smell like coffee. Yeah. The potatoes don't smell like anything, no. So you smell like coffee.
And it works.
It works. The only reason I don't do it is because it's like a lot of work.
I was going to say, and when you have a headache, last thing you want to do.
No, when I was a kid, my mom would do it just because like she would do it.
Yeah.
But she did it for Mason.
Your mom would still do it now.
If I called her over, she would do it now. Yes. Yeah. Not about to do that, though. That gives her way more room to do more.
Way too much power we don't want to give.
If I asked her to come over, she's so funny. Anyway, no, we're not talking about psychics today. No. We're actually talking about X-Files.
It's a great show.
It is a great
last
show.
Couple seasons were meh, but the first...
The new season wasn't great either.
No.
It was pretty unfortunate.
I know.
I was pretty bummed about that.
It was great to see him back.
I love Scully and Mulder. Like, I love seeing David Duchovny and Gillian Anderson back together again. It was really cool.
But that's, like, where that ended.
Yeah, it didn't serve its purpose.
No.
Reboots are like that, though. They're hit or miss.
Which is a bummer. But also, the show was, like, very well past its prime when it ended.
Yeah.
But first, like, five seasons were so good.
So creepy.
There were a couple episodes. Like, it was really unsettling to think about.
Twilight Zone was the same way, too, mm-hmm. though. They're just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That new seasons of that one was weird, too.
Which one? Oh, Twilight Zone. I think I watched the first one. I was like, eh.
It was fine.
Yeah.
It was fine. No, we're kidding. We're actually here continuing our series. We watched really long movies, so you don't have to.
Trademark pending. Yeah. Just kidding.
We'll get back to you on that.
Yep. Hopefully it's available.
We pray.
Yeah, so we're continuing the trend. And last week, I think I mentioned it, but we were going to talk it over to see if it's one we actually wanted to talk about. And we kind of agreed that we do want to talk about it.
Yeah.
So, 25 years ago, a little movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
Not a very well-known movie or event.
Not at all.
You know, I think very few people had heard about it.
It didn't even launch any careers at all.
Mm-mm. It was kind of a sleeper hit.
Yeah. Super sleepy.
Yeah. Drowsy.
It was ambient of its
generation. Yes, I'm out of adjectives. The movie in question is Titanic.
I know. You're already bored. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Kind of a curveball, because we don't normally do older movies.
We don't, no. We usually do new movies. But yeah, we're talking about Titanic, and to clarify, if you didn't hear how dry we were on this end of the microphone, we loved Titanic.
And this movie, this was one of the first like major blockbuster movies I remember.
It was one of the first movies that like broke records. From what I remember, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they killed it. It launched the careers of Kate Winslet and Leonardo DiCaprio. James Cameron became a household director.
And
name.
Both Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet both already had pretty decent careers before that. But this
catapulted them. Yeah, this launched. I mean, I personally believe that Leo DiCaprio wouldn't be who he was today, who he is today without this movie.
100%. I don't think Kate Winslet would be either.
Agreed. Either.
Yeah, so no, obviously kidding. This is a very well-known story, the Titanic.
Yes.
Funny thing that I read that said, the Titanic is only famous because it sank. It's true. I mean, how many other ships can you name?
No.
The Queen Mary?
Is that the one in Duluth?
I don't know.
There's one in Duluth. It's a haunted ship. Have you ever been on that?
I have.
I don't know what it's named. I was going to say Prometheus, but that's definitely from a TV show.
No. In a movie.
Yeah, in a movie. No, yeah. And I actually even remember the date. I'm pretty sure. You can look it up, too. It sank on April 12th.
I think close.
Or April 20th. No, it sank on April 24th, I'm pretty sure, because I hated it, because it was close to my birthday.
I think it's April 16th, 1912.
Is it?
I think. I'm looking it up right now. Hold on.
Oh, I thought you were like, you knew by heart, and I was like... But yeah, I'm pretty sure it was super close to my birthday, and I remember being... Oh,
I was close. April 15th, 1912.
I was close. I said April 16th. No, you said April 16th. I'm going crazy.
It doesn't matter.
No, you said it. I'm sorry.
I don't care.
You said it, and I literally followed with no, not that, I said it.
Not that deep. yeah, it...
It was April 15th?
April 15th, 1912. Yeah, only reason why it's popular is because it sank. Otherwise, yeah, it would have just been the regular ship.
Yeah. And just to clarify ahead of time, there are very few true stories portrayed on the ship, but we will probably call out a couple of the true stories.
The event itself was real. That's about where it ends.
Yeah, the love story's not real, just to put it out there. I know they tried to make it seem like it was. Jack and Rose are not real characters that we know of.
I thought they did say there was a Jack Dawson on the ship, but not like...
But yeah, he wasn't not like...
Not the story that happened.
No.
You guys, before this movie came out, I was obsessed with Titanic.
Before it came out? Mm-hmm. Oh, like obsessed with
the story.
I did a report on Titanic.
Did you?
I did. I actually still have the binder. Not to take your wind out of your sails.
No. That's cool.
It was my social studies class, and we had to pick a project, and then we had to, like, or no, I'm sorry, pick an event mm-hmm. in history, and then we had to, like, make it our own. Like,
cool.
We make it creative, so some people, like, pretended to interview Cleopatra or stuff like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We had to, like, make a film. I wrote letters to my family as somebody from the ship.
Yeah.
With real facts, and then I had to, like... state where my facts came from, stuff like that.
Like your bibliography?
I still have my binder full of, and I had to print them off, like on like old parchment. I didn't have to, but I did. And then my dad helped me burn the edges, so it like is like all like...
So it looked like an old piece of paper.
Yes, it looked like an old piece of paper. And then my mom and dad helped hand bind like the little notebook together, because my dad used to like leather bind and stuff like that.
Oh, cool.
Or like for fun, he used to.
Yeah.
So we can sew through leather and stuff like that. And that was my project.
Yeah.
And I still have it. I have to find it. You would be so into it. It was very...
If you could find it, I'd love to see it.
It was very cool. The storyline was cool, too. Because I integrated, like, Molly Brown and, like, her story and the Macy's owners and stuff mm-hmm. like that. And even, like, the captain of the ship. All of the stuff that was real. I was allowed to integrate Rose and Jack because of how famous they were.
Obviously.
So there's like a brief cameo of that, but it was very cool. It was cool project.
If you can find it, I'd love to see
it. I will find it. I have it.
Yeah. So that's cool though that you did that, because even before the movie came out, I remember being... my slipper just fell off. Mm-hmm. I remember my grandma telling me that there was a ship at the bottom of the ocean, mm-hmm. and I didn't believe her, and I was like, no way. I'm like, how? No. Like, how? And she's like, oh, like, it happened. And she's like, it sank in 1912. And, she's like, this was back then. She's like, they only found it, like, 10, 15 years ago. And I'm like,
that's crazy.
I'm like, no way. I don't believe you, you know. And I remember she pulled out her National Geographic. It was from, like, 1984. It was, like, one of the first expeditions... first deep dive expeditions to the Titanic, because they needed special equipment, obviously. And I remember just reading this National Geographic. I wish I still had it. I think it got ruined. And it was just, I was fascinated. There was pictures of the ship, of the stairway, some of the rooms. And I was just like, this is so...
that's really cool.
Like, this is so cool. I became obsessed. I had... so many books. I still have some of the books. I had so many books on it. I was obsessed with the history of the ship. And then I found out they're making a movie. And I was like, shut up. Like, what? And I remember the movie came out. 1997. I think it came out around Christmas, 1997.
Yes.
And I remember just being blown away
by everything.
Just the story, the cinematography, the CGI. It was unlike anything I had seen at the time. Mm-hmm. And to this day, even when I watch the movie, the part at the very beginning when they go down into the ship, because it's actual footage of them down there, which I think is, I'm still, even though I've seen it probably like 30 times, I'm still so fascinated every time I watch it.
I can't believe that was like, here's where James Cameron differs when it comes to like movie makers. Because we talked about another one of his movies, Avatar, just recently. He just does the damn thing. Mm-hmm. And I think that like, we talked about it in the Avatar podcast. He really loves what he does. Mm-hmm. And it shows. Because this movie, like the footage of them going underneath to find the Titanic and having actual footage of the Titanic.
Which, mind you, is not a cheap endeavor.
Not even a little.
So.
Forget cheap. It's not easy. It wasn't easy then.
And talk about dangerous.
Extremely.
I mean, it's.
Extremely.
I think it takes a couple of days to get to the bottom. Because you got to acclimate to the pressure.
Yep. So you're slowly being dropped to the bottom. Mm-hmm. And, like, how scary. And I know these people are, like, professionals and they've done this before and yada yada. But just, like, the commitment to the craft is probably one of my favorite things about James Cameron. It makes him very different when it comes to, like you said, you made this comparison. Like, Spielberg used to be. Mm-hmm. You know? I will say that James Cameron moves with the times. And 100%. He understands that the audience changes yet stays the same. So while we might be getting older, we're still the same people. So he moves and grooves to his designated people, which is why I think he's done very well for himself.
Every one of his movies, even the ones now that look a bit older, at the time when they came out, were revolutionary.
But you can still watch Titanic.
Yeah.
And not feel
the age of it.
The age of it. It doesn't feel like you're watching something that was 25 years ago.
Right. But, like, with his movie, the sequel to Aliens.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it may look a little cheesy now, but at the time, like, that was futuristic, you know?
He was a visionary.
Yes, and still is.
He still is. He still does a great job, and I think that's probably one. I heard he's, like, pretty great to work with, too, which is why Sigourney Weaver has been, like, a diehard worker with him mm-hmm. for so long.
I've heard he's great to work with, but he's also difficult to work with because he's very.
So I've heard he like has like not autistic, I guess autistic tendencies
on the spectrum,
he,
maybe.
Yeah, where he like needs things to happen a certain way, and which makes him difficult to work with. But he's a very nice guy, is what I've heard. He's very kind, but needs it to be done right.
Because Kate Winslet said that reason why she hasn't done a movie with him since Titanic is because that experience was rough on her.
Yeah.
As you said.
It's funny because she came back for Avatar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's, you know, I think, I don't know how it all transpired, but she did decide to come back for Avatar Way of the Water.
Yeah.
So, obviously something.
Which is very cool.
Yes, it was.
It'd be cool if they got Leo to come back for, like, the third one.
It would be very cool, that reunion. Yeah. Even though they'd be in Avatar form. Or,
yeah. It's still cool.
Avatar form.
It'd be cool to see, like, Leo, if they got, like, Billy Zane.
That'd be cool.
It'd be cool if they got, like, here and there people, you know? Mm-hmm. Yes. So, I don't think we should go into the plot because it's been out for 25 years, so we're.
If you haven't seen it by now, then.
You can
you
go.
You probably won't.
Yeah, you can go see it. It's just, again, we're reviewing because it's a 3-hour movie. Back in the day when I first saw this, it was, a replay. At theater, at the AMC. Was it a replay or was it? I think I went when it came out in 97. I was little.
You'd have been what, 4?
Like
3,
I was,
4?
Yeah. It was like right around the time. I do remember. It was right around the time I was starting to sit for movies. Like I could sit through long movies.
It's a long movie, yeah.
But AMC had an intermission.
Oh, nice.
So it was literally an hour and a half in. They had a 15-minute intermission where everyone could go to the bathroom, get a snack, whatever. Because of how long it was, because it hadn't been really done in a long time since old movies.
Which I still think they should do. They do it for plays.
Yeah.
You know?
They did it for, how long was that, like, that fucking ballet? 2 hours?
It was like
It was like 2.5 like hours.
2 hours and 45 minutes or something like that?
Yeah, they gave us an intermission for that.
And I'm like, I'm fine.
I was like, I didn't need an intermission.
No.
I don't think I even went to the bathroom. I went to the bathroom at Wicked and I regretted everything.
Yeah, because it took freaking forever.
Yeah, it was like 20 minutes in line. And mm-hmm. I was like, what are we doing here? Do women just piss on their hands the whole time? And they were just like praying about it?
Yes.
They're like, wow.
Yeah.
wow.
Yep.
So, I don't know about you, but one of my favorite things about Titanic is not the love story. Well, it's a great love story.
It is. It is a great love story. And, you know, I think I am a romantic at heart. Everything okay?
Oh, it just like had a thing pop up and I don't know why.
Oh, okay. I love the story, but what's your favorite?
The love story's great. It's fun and I do enjoy it. My favorite part about the Titanic, one of my favorite parts, because there's a lot of them, is probably, so it's a scene. It's the scene of,
like. It's a scene?
Shocking. This is brand new information. It is.
Hold on, I gotta write this down.
Thank you. Take notes, people. It's a scene, like, I think it's like very beginning of the movie where they are dancing and Rose, Kate Winslet, goes up on her toes.
Oh,
I
that's
practice,
after the meet. Okay, yeah.
I practiced that, and I could do it for a while, but I practiced that for, I mean, probably like 3 years.
Ugh.
And I was able to go on my toes at one point, and then I stopped practicing it because I'm not a ballerina. I also have no grace. So, but yeah, that was one of my favorite things. It was so cool.
The part when she does that and then her foot cracks because her foot gave out. Oh, it gives me the willies every time. I'm like...
Is she the one that does it? Or is it a ballerina?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It was so cool.
I doubt it was her. Because, well, I mean, you'd have to be pretty... I mean, unless she actually is skilled, I don't know her life.
You don't, who knows?
Yeah.
It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
I still, like, when I think about it, it, like, brings back, like, a core memory.
Yeah, I would say one of my favorite moments, again, is the very beginning, is... It is honestly the music in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
There's something about it when every time I hear it, it makes me feel emotional.
It's very haunting.
It's haunting. I think it's like the woman that sings at the beginning is like, ooh, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't do it, obviously, but.
Do you mean Celine Dion?
No, it's.
Oh, the other woman. Yes.
It's like. How she sings it.
The sirens, like, sound almost. Yeah. I get what you're saying, though.
It's very beautiful. It's haunting.
Yes.
And it, you know, when they're showing the montage of the old footage of the, I don't think it's actually real old footage.
No.
But with, you know, it's old footage and, you know, they're just showing how excited these people were.
How new it was
to be going on this trip. And you just know, like, it's one of those movies every time I watch it, I'm like, maybe they won't hit the iceberg this time.
It's funny, but it's hilarious because I do the same thing. I'm like, right. Well, maybe this is it.
Right.
Like, this time Rose and Jack will be able to be together.
Yep. Move your ass over, Rose. Give him some space.
Which is funny. James Cameron actually did an interview and he was like, there is no space. There's not enough space on that board.
No.
And I was like,
yeah.
It's a pretty big fucking door.
I think they would have sank.
They would have sank, yeah.
Like, they probably would have floated, but they still would have been too deep in the water.
Yeah.
But yeah, that whole beginning scene is just, it's so beautiful. And even the ending too, where they go back to, like, they're zooming in on the ship when it's old and decrepit. And you see it come back to life.
Yeah.
And then you see Rose walking on the staircase. Up to I get goosebumps just thinking about it. Oh my god!
As a kid, I thought that they survived. I was like, "They're together!"
Right? I literally thought the same thing. It wasn't until I was much older, and I'm like,
"They died."
These are all the people that died.
And she finally passed. Yes. And she's with her Jack.
Yes.
Rose DeWitt.
DeWitt.
Bucater. Rose DeWitt Bucater.
Yeah. So I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just.
Rose DeWitt Bucater.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, it's just the whole The whole beginning, and I mean, the whole thing is beautiful, but...
she took his name. She was Rose Dawson.
Mm-hmm. I thought that.
That was so cute. That made me bawl when I was an adult and watched mm-hmm. that. When they were like, what's your name? And she's like, Rose. Rose Dawson. I was like...
Oh my god, she took his name.
Also, by the way, like, back then, the fact that you could just do that and create an entire identity, be stressful. I was like, whoa.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was like, you could not do that now.
Uh-huh.
Well, you could. You just have to pay a lot more.
Yeah. 100%.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
An interlude, if you will. Could you imagine being a survivor? Because there were a few survivors
mm-hmm.
of this.
So, I remember when the movie came out. I think there were like 13 or 14 yep. survivors still
exactly
alive at the time.
Exactly what I was thinking of. Yep.
And I remember asking my mom, I'm like, do you think they remember being, you know, and she said they were probably children, you know, young kids, babies at the time when this happened.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. She's like, they probably don't remember. I would imagine being that little. Very long story short, for those that don't know, I had a bone marrow transplant when I was little, which was a pretty... It's traumatizing for most people. I don't remember it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you don't remember it.
So I compare it to that, where you probably don't remember.
No.
But, like, let's say it was in the 40s or 30s or 40s, and there were probably a ton of people still alive. What a story to tell.
So, there was one survivor that went to the premiere. I think okay. one or two, I don't remember. And she was a child, and she said exactly what you said. She's like, I have no recollection, except for once in a while she gets like weird, like she got weird PTSD
mm-hmm.
when it came to like water of any sort,
mm-hmm.
and she could never like pinpoint like that it was being on the Titanic.
Yeah,
which I thought was very interesting that she like had a weird phobia, but like wasn't super tuned into why.
Well, like for me, like hospital smells.
I was gonna say
hospital smells. Because smell is your biggest memory trigger.
Yep.
So for me, when I smell certain hospital smells, I'm like, I don't understand what I'm
Does
feeling.
Does it give you anxiety?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Or I'm like, whoa. I'm like, yeah. That's really weird. It's a weird feeling.
Me too.
Yeah. It's just.
I don't know how you did it as a kid. As an adult, after this summer, I literally was like.
Right.
We went into a hospital and I was like. If you guys didn't know, this summer I had 3 kidney stones and also C. diff. And
it was a rough summer.
It wasn't great.
Another reason why I think we took a break there for a little bit.
We took a longer break in the winter than we did even in the summer.
That's true.
We only took breaks because of my C. diff, because I didn't want you to get C. diff.
Yeah. It's very contagious.
Yeah. And I was like bleaching my toilet every day.
Yeah. Like, I'm just like used to it now.
I still have bleach spray upstairs and Mason keeps putting it away. But I just like, it's a good habit.
Like, it's not like it's a bad habit. I mean, feces itself is disgusting.
I still bleach, like, at least once or twice a week, bleach it, just out of, like, sheer, like, politeness to other people's assholes.
My asshole says thank you.
You're welcome.
Anyways. But, yeah, just, can you imagine, like, after surviving this, what a story to tell? I would almost, like, wouldn't believe someone. I'd be like, whatever.
I don't think I would tell people. I think I would be so
scared.
Because
they'd want to talk about it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't want to talk about
it. No, if somebody was like, you were on the Titanic, I'd be like, yeah.
Right.
And they'd be like, what happened?
It's trauma.
Yeah. What happened is I almost died, ma'am.
I remember in the movie, Rose's mom, I forget her name. She's a bitch, that's why.
Talk about little cunty.
Oh, God. Every time I see that actress, I always say, that's Rose's mom.
I get so mad at her, and she's in everything.
She's in everything, and she usually plays a very nice woman.
She usually plays like a dowdy mother.
Right,
like,
and I'm like,
sweet.
You are a freaking cunt.
You didn't let her love somebody.
Uh-huh. I do hope they're not too crowded.
Like, what the fuck?
Get bent, you
literally,
old redhead ginger with no soul.
Get fucked, you pale-ass bitch.
Anyways.
Sorry.
I remember there's a scene in there where, after the ship had sank, and I'm sure this would probably happened, and the people that are in the water are screaming and yelling because it's so cold, and she has her hands over her ears because she's trying to drown out the sound.
Yeah.
the people that survived that, like, I imagine that's probably what, that's how they felt, was...
I would go to bed hearing those noises. Like,
traumatized, mm-hmm. you know? Like, I feel like that's probably a sound you would never forget.
Didn't Rose, like, stop talking to her mom? I'm pretty sure she, like, disappeared off the planet and became Rose Dawson.
She never found her mom. Again.
Right? That's right. That's right.
She never found her and never saw Lockley? Hockley.
Is that Billy Zane?
Yeah. That was his last name. Hockley, I think.
I believe you. What was his first name? It doesn't matter. I found that 7%.
Shit. Okay.
You should zip through. Probably have like 15 minutes.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Trauma. Yeah, I just... That'd be another reason why I wouldn't want to talk about it. Just because that would just be so traumatizing.
It would be so traumatizing. And I think for, like, kids, like, we talked about, like, I think the weird sensation of, like, being scared of something but not knowing why
mm-hmm.
would be very, like, different. I don't know. Like, it would be more traumatizing to not be able to explain. Like, what do you say at therapy? I was on the Titanic. I don't remember. Water scares me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, that'd be a great two truths and a lie. I was on the Titanic.
Yeah.
I've been to jail. I'm a doctor. Which one would you think would be the lie?
Right. There's something I wanted to... Oh, I remember when the 100th anniversary hit in 2012. And I remember, like... being, like, overwhelmed with a feeling like, oh, my God. Like, it's been 100 years. I'm like, there's no one alive anymore who would have survived that. Mm-mm. Like, that's weird. Isn't that weird, like, to think about? Like, at one point, you were alive when there were people who had survived that event.
Yep.
And now, they're all gone. Yep. No one on the face of the earth.
Isn't it weird to think about that eventually that'll happen with, like, World War II? And World War One, eventually there'll just be no survivors.
No survivors, and it's just stories.
And no survivors of the Holocaust left either.
Yeah.
And they'll just be gone.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's just...
It's crazy.
That's like where I, like, have, like, a mind fuck.
Where that's...
With time.
Yeah, that...
Where I'm like, that's really weird.
What really fucks with me is eventually we will be of that same lot. Like, oh, the people that lived through COVID. There's no more survivors.
Yeah.
Like, they all passed away. That generation's gone.
Yeah. I read something, too, where they said it takes about 3 to 4 generations after you pass before people completely forget who you were. Isn't that weird?
It's great. It's true, too, because I'm trying to think about, like, my great-grandparents. I know my great-grandma on my mom's side.
Yeah, their grandparents, their mom and dad, my great-great-grandparents...
I'm going to make it a point to, like, make sure my kids remember everybody.
Yeah, like, I would have no idea. Or I don't have any idea, you know? So, and that would be, I'd be the third generation from that
line.
But, like, isn't that weird to think about?
I'm also the third generation, and
Yeah, it's just...
I don't know the only person I know from the fourth generation, or the first of the four, would be my great-grandma.
Yeah.
And I was, like, little when she passed away.
Yeah. It's just, like, anyways, we're getting into...
We're getting too deep. Like, we're getting too deep.
Yeah. Was there something you want to talk about?
Not really. I don't have anything specific to talk about with this. Okay. It is a very long movie. I do watch it every year. Typically, I usually watch it around summertime. I think in the winter, I have a hard time with it because of how cold they get. Seriously, like, I can't watch it because of how cold they are because I feel like I get super cold, so I try and watch it in the summer.
Yeah.
Which is pathetic. But
it's okay. I usually do watch it in the winter around Christmas time. I usually watch it during, like, what would be Christmas break. You know? Because that's, like, I don't know. I think that's when the movie came out. That's, like, it just reminds me of that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I remember just seeing it with my family. I will say, I do remember going... So I saw this movie 4 times in the movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
I remember... It was the first movie I saw multiple times in a row. I saw it once with my mom and dad, once with my grandma, once with my grandma and grandpa... Which, getting my grandpa to a movie, I don't even know how the hell that happened.
And, like, Titanic of all movies?
He fell asleep.
Yeah.
But, to be fair, he fell asleep...
Breathing?
Right after he woke up, so... and I think I saw it again with a friend. but I remember seeing it four times, and I remember watching the movie and seeing things that happened in the movie that happened in real life. Mm-hmm. Specifically, there's a part where the little boy and the dad are playing with the dreidel. Mm-hmm. That's from a real picture. Like, I thought that was so cool how they incorporated that in.
Macy's owners.
Yep.
Going to bed in their, laying down in their bed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, they don't know exactly. They did find, like, yeah, them down there. But, yeah, that was a real couple. They really mm-hmm. were the owners of Macy's. Which is yeah. crazy because Macy's still exists.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. It's just weird yeah. to think about.
Margaret Brown.
Yep.
She was real.
She was real.
Or, yeah, Molly Brown.
Margaret was her name.
Yeah.
Margaret Molly Brown. Yeah. But, and they did call her the unsinkable Molly Brown. Love that Kathy Bates played her.
I did too.
Did such a good job.
In my project, she's one of the people in my letters.
Yep. That's super cool. Oh my God, I almost said J. Jonah Jameson. That's Spider-Man. AJ. The captain. I can't remember his name.
I don't remember his name, but
It's AJ something.
I keep wanting to say Cook, but that's like a football player.
Yeah, obviously based on the real captain. Yeah. And
the real captain survived, didn't he?
He did not.
He did not.
He went down with the ship.
That's right. He refused.
He refused because, like, the rule of thumb is, like, the captain always goes down with the ship.
Yeah.
Which I get.
It's a little bit martyr-y, but, like.
Right. Because he blamed himself. Well, so they think, you know, they don't know for sure, but.
I get it. There were a lot of things that didn't have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
They could have had enough lifeboats, instead they chose to have more rooms. They could have had enough life vests, instead they chose to have more, like, dining areas.
Mm-hmm.
This really is, like, a foible in the sense that they chose luxury
mm-hmm.
over safety. And it was a huge lesson for the, like, the shipping industry in general, because they had to decide, because I think a lot of them, while the Titanic is the lesson, it was the standard. Like, that's, they all did it. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, it was just luxury, 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 dining halls. Like, poor people.
Because that's what people wanted.
They just wanted to dine and bathe in the sun and, like.
Because they didn't think anything would possibly happen.
No.
You know?
No, why would it? It's never happened. Okay. Nothing had ever happened in the past, so why would it now?
Right.
Famous last words.
Literally, famous last words.
So, it's crazy because it became an industry standard to, like, they literally, this created, like, OSHA standards.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now you can't go on a cruise or any sort of boating trip without a certain amount of life jackets. And if you go on a boat, like, with your friends on the lake and the DNR stops you and you don't have 62 life vests mm-hmm. for all of you,
you can get fined huge.
Major fine.
My grandpa got fined once because yeah. he didn't have enough life vests.
I think Mason's grandpa did too.
Yeah. And he always went on the boat. He's like, okay, do you know where the life vest? He'd always make sure we knew where mm-hmm. it was, because you have to know.
You have to know, and you have to be able to get them.
Yeah, easily. And put them on.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, you know, now it's like the opposite, where it's safety over luxury. Mm-hmm. Obviously, luxury is still a major thing. But
the luxury you get, you pay the price for the safety
mm-hmm.
with it.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's just, you know, as much as the event was dramatized for the movie, it unfortunately was something that actually did happen. And, you know, 1,500 passengers, mm-hmm. you know, 1,500 passengers passed away that night, and they didn't have to. For the sake of luxury. And they didn't even fill the lifeboats all the way because they didn't want people to be uncomfortable. Which just,
it blows my mind that, like, with just, like, two or three tweaks, everyone could have survived.
Mm-hmm.
If not everyone, 80% of them could have survived.
But they said she was unsinkable. Well, how's it going there at the bottom of the
ocean? I think about this a lot because Mason's an engineer. How's it going at the bottom? I'm sorry, I just heard that. Could you imagine being the engineer and being told, like, yo, your supposedly unsinkable ship sank. It hit a fucking iceberg and it sank. Mm-hmm. They were saying this thing was impenetrable. It was the Superman of, like, ships.
Yep.
Nothing could touch it.
Yeah.
Something touched it real good. Not even in a sexy way.
Exactly. I read if they would have hit it face forward, that the ship probably would have stayed afloat.
Yeah.
But because they tried to swerve and it hit the side, is what doomed it. So.
Like, how would they know that? You know.
I think now, like.
Now you would.
Like now they know. Like it's all mathematics, yeah. You know. But at Mason the time,
would probably know. Carly would probably know. The second they saw the fucking protractor, they'd be like, whoa.
Yeah, they would have hit it at this degree, going this speed. They would, oh, fuck off, whatever.
You guys can eat dicks.
I do want to say, were you obsessed with the song?
Celine Dion?
Yes.
Preface this. I was obsessed with Celine Dion, because her name was Celine.
Yes.
So I was already obsessed with her. Like, baby, baby, baby. Like, when she came with all that shit and, like, all everything. I loved her. I still have her greatest hits album, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So when I found out that Miss Celine was singing My Heart Will Go On, and the video came out, and, like, all of that, I was, like, 5 going on 50. And I was, like, there's nothing I feel. Yeah, I was obsessed with the song. I'm still obsessed with the song. It's still on every single playlist of mine. It literally has lived in my workout playlist for a decade, I think, now.
I remember when it was on the radio, and they had, like, the Titanic cut, where it was, like, snippets of the movie, and I just thought that was, like, the coolest thing. And I remember it was, like, one part was, like, Jack's part, where he's, like, you know, I live my life, I don't remember what he says, but like the dinner scene, you know, you never know who you're going to meet, what you're going to get or whatever. I remember that was in the song and I was like, I want that version.
You can buy it.
At the time, you either had to record it or, you know, try to find the single somewhere and good luck.
Good luck finding that cut. Right. Literally only radio stations got that cut.
Yeah.
That was a...
I love the song. I still have it.
I do, same.
And every time it comes on, I'm just like, my heart will go on, Jack.
You're right. And I just, that's what I'm saying with James Cameron, man. He just, like, knows how to pick it.
Mm-hmm. He does.
We're still good.
Okay.
4%.
So Celine's phone is almost going to die. I would certainly love to keep talking.
I mean, technically we're almost out of time, too.
And we are almost out of time, which is okay. But yeah, it's such a good movie. If you haven't seen it, I really recommend you do. I actually had a friend that I worked with at the bank, and I just assumed everyone has seen it.
Hasn't everyone?
Right? I had to think about what you just said. Right? And so I was like, yeah, you know, you remember in the movie Titanic? Because why?
At that point, I would.
Someone who's older, why wouldn't you have seen it? She's like, oh, I've never seen it. I have no desire. And I was like, you've never seen Titanic?
So, what you mean to tell me is you hate yourself.
And, she was like, I just don't have any interest in watching a traumatic event. And I'm like, but it's more than just that. I'm like, it's a beautiful story.
People won't watch the Titanic, but they'll watch, like, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Like, what are you doing? How did you pick out of the two?
Let me guess. You're the people that have an issue with Baby It's Cold Outside, but you listen to WAP on the radio.
Yes.
Or WAP, or whatever it is.
Yes.
But that's okay. You know what I mean? Anyways.
You said it.
Yep.
It's like the same people that, like, watch, like, they watch, like, Clockwork Orange, and they're like, I watch real movies. I'm like, okay, anything Stanley Kubrick is not real. It's fake. He's on drugs.
Yeah. And they're weird. I did love The Shining, though, because that just has so many weird...
But he was also on drugs in that, though.
Everyone
He just had a great platform of Stephen King.
He really did.
Okay. Would you watch it on a Friday?
I did watch it on a Friday.
Yeehaw!
Oh, I remember what I was going to say about going to see it 4 times. One of the showings I was at, because they had played the... This is back when movies were on film. Mm-hmm. Because they had played the film so much, the film actually burned. And they had to give us our money back because they wore out their copy. Isn't that crazy? I remember that because they said, we have to get... Unfortunately, the copy we have, it just burned, so we'll give you money back and you'll come back to a different showing. And I had already seen it, so it wasn't like...
A big deal.
A big deal, but I remember that those... That doesn't happen anymore because they don't have movies like that.
Yeah.
But yes, I would see it on a Friday. Would you?
I did see it on Friday.
Okay.
I was like 5.
Okay.
Would I see it on Friday now? Of course.
It's coming back to theaters.
We should go see it.
I would honestly love to see it in the theaters again as an adult.
Yeah.
You know?
I'll probably cry though. I cry every time.
I don't cry anymore. More, but I get goosebumps.
I cry every time.
You do get emotional, which is great. I think that's because I don't get emotional in movies.
No,
I just get goosebumps. Like that's my way of getting emotional.
I know. Yeah.
You know.
You will get misty-eyed at some things, though.
Some things.
And I know you are because you'll just like
misty-eyed. Remind me after this. I gotta ask you about something. Okay. So, what do you rate the movie?
This is actually one of my highest ratings as a kid. I give it. This is my childhood rating, but I still, stand by it. I give it an 8.5 out of 10.
When I was younger, this movie was, a solid 10. Because there was nothing I didn't like about it. Even on my IMDb, I have it as a 10.
As a 10? Is it one of your, few 10s?
Yeah. I don't normally give 10 ratings, but I would 100% give it. There's nothing about this movie that I don't like.
Yeah.
I don't get bored. It does not feel like 3 hours to me. I don't feel it every time I watch it.
I don't give above 8.5 to a lot of movies. Or I'm sorry, above 8 to a lot of movies. 8.5, 9. The only reason it's not a 10 for me is because Rose and Jack.
Yeah. But that's also part of why I love the story. Because it makes you feel that, you know.
But sad.
It is sad. What was the one question that I asked last week?
I was literally thinking. I was like, what did he say?
Because we should start asking that.
And
I don't remember what it was, but I remember it was good.
For a series, right? Would you watch it again?
Yeah.
Would you watch it again?
I have watched it. I've probably seen it 30 times.
I've watched it every year for almost 20 years. So at least 20 times.
Yeah. The 25th anniversary this year in December.
Shit, I probably watched it 25 times then.
I've for sure watched it 25. That's why I'm saying minimum 30.
Yeah.
Because when it came out on VHS.
I still have the VHS.
I did have the VHS. I don't anymore. Do you remember the part where it ended, where you had to switch the tapes? Yep. Every time I watch it, I'm like, oh, we got to switch the tape.
I remember I'd have to plan ahead and rewind, because I hated waiting to rewind.
I know.
Movie.
Yeah.
It's
so funny. I told my mom that. I go... I'm like, do you know what this part is? Every time we watch it on, my Apple TV.
Yeah.
Because it's digital. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, oh, we got to put the second VHS in. She goes,
what?
What? I go, you don't remember the part where you had to...
crazy that they don't remember that shit, but we're like, you don't remember this?
Right. She's like, how do you know that? I go, how do you not know that?
My childhood, woman.
Yep. Yeah.
We should add a couple more questions. I'll think of more. For this series.
I don't have any more right now.
No, I don't have any more either.
But it's a great long movie. Definitely one to just
sit down.
Just sit down and...
find somebody who hasn't seen it. And then when they watch it...
Or if they have seen it, find someone who loves it.
Yeah.
Like if you said, I've never seen it, I'd be like, I will watch it with you.
Right this second.
Literally. I'll stay up till midnight.
Literally, I would too. We should cut it off before my phone dies.
Okay. Any final thoughts?
I love this movie. We should probably actually watch it soon.
Yeah, I do too. I don't have any more final thoughts. So if that is all we got, GJ and Celine. Out!
Bye-bye.
What? Oh, that's not the song.
You are, I believe that the heart will
does whatever
will
something,
go
something.
On. Yeah. You're here. There's nothing I fear.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye, guys. That was fun.